Praise God again. We're going to be talking about being satisfied with Jesus. But before I get started with the word with that, I want you to hear this song by Todd Delaney. It's so blessed. Some of you may know it, but I've been playing it over and over again, and it's just really blessed. So I want to be able to play this for you now.
I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. Said I will be satisfied with you. Said I will be satisfied with you. Yeah. Say, I will trust in the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I will be satisfied with Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, satisfied with Jesus. And because when we think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for us, my God, satisfied with him. Amen. But let's get into the word. Tonight you're going to see that I'm going to be in St. John, the fourth chapter. I'm going to read the 9th through the 13th verse. St. John 4, 9 through 13. And it reads, "Then saith the woman," we're talking about the Samaritan woman when Jesus went to the well where the woman was, just to bring her a word of deliverance. So verse 9 says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" She wants to know, where you got this water? You don't even have anything to draw with. And the word says, "Art thou greater than our father Jacob?" That's what she's asking. "Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" But Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Mm-hmm. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." That is awesome. So blessed. Read some of the footnotes here. And it says that, you know, think about many of our spiritual functions parallel physical function. For example, as our bodies hunger and thirst, so do our souls. But our souls need spiritual food and water. The woman confused the two kinds of water, perhaps because no one had ever talked with her about her spiritual hunger and thirst before. My God, no one ever confronted her and even told her things that it just startled her. My God, and she knew that he had to be from God. And so we think about it. We would not think of depriving our bodies of food and water when they're hungry and we're thirsty. So then why then should we deprive our souls? See, the living word, which is Jesus Christ, and the written word, which is the Bible and Jesus Christ, can satisfy our hunger and thirsty souls. Praise God. See, the water represents life. Water has many things that it serves. But in this case, we're talking the water, the living water that represents life. And the scripture says, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew who was standing here and what God has already given here, and he said, you would ask me, give me a drink. You would ask and said, and he would have given you this living water. Let's talk about this natural, but naturally speaking, think about it in the natural. On a hot summer day, you may drink all the iced tea you want, all the lemonade, all the soft drinks you want to drink, but nothing really satisfies or quenches your thirst like a cool drink of water. In fact, the water content in the human body, in an adult human body, is about 60%. We're made of more than 60% of water. But see, this is what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. He said, whoever drinks of this water at this well, oh yeah, it's natural, you're going to thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water that's springing up into everlasting life. Who's life? God the Father is life. God the Son is life. God the Holy Ghost is life. And all three living on the inside of us gives us that water that satisfies our soul. Amen. Praise God. You know, folks try everything. To try to fill that empty longing on the inside. They'll try drugs. They try alcohol. They'll try illicit sex. They just try all kinds of things. Some people just go all over the world in places and eat exotic foods and all. But yet there's something missing. They are not satisfied because the soul is crying out for that well of water, that everlasting water, that water that satisfies the soul. See, your soul is constantly satisfied from an internal well. See, when Jesus said that he would come, when you believe on him, he says, my Father and myself and the Holy Spirit, we will come in and we will live in you. We will make our abode. In other words, we will take up residence right with you. Hallelujah. So all we need to do is continue to believe in him, as the scripture has says. It says that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Amen. Let's talk about this living water. Living water is a symbol for salvation and a true knowledge of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. See, God provides us with everything we need, and that is in this living water that continues to always give life to us, whatever it is that we need, because we got the living water. Like Jesus said to the woman of Samaritan, if you only knew the gift of God, you would ask me for a drink. And so I'm saying to us tonight, if you just stop and think who's living on the inside, who is satisfying your soul? We're talking about being satisfied with Jesus. When Jesus lives on the inside, we can ask whatever we will. He promised to provide for us. He promised to supply whatever we have need of. Say amen to that, somebody. Not only that, he has given us this eternal life, everlasting life. Hallelujah. And then, you know, in John 7, the seventh chapter, Jesus once again speaks of this living water. And he says, let anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, again, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Now, talk about the everlasting life. Everlasting life, Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, the word of God, the word of the living God that we have, that we feed on, that we feast on, that we hold, that we stand on, God's word doesn't fail. Praise God. He already told us, look, I have come that you might have life, and you can have life more abundantly, everlasting life. We talk about being satisfied with Jesus. Not only will Jesus take care of all of our needs here, but my God, he says, listen, I'm going away. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. Living water, this well of water that's springing up to everlasting life. We will never thirst again when we abide in the word of God. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, we can ask what we will. Amen, somebody. See, this word and this living water is a reservoir of life. Life living on the inside of us. If we realize who we serve and who is living on the inside of us, all we need to do is draw from the wells of salvation. The wells of salvation, it never runs dry. Hallelujah. The words of Jesus were a fulfillment. It's from the book of Isaiah 12 and 2 to 3. It says, certainly, for sure, God is my salvation. Yeah, this thing is personal. It says, I will trust and not be afraid. Hallelujah. That's what I like that song about. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I trust in him. I trust to follow him. If he say go left, I'll go left. If he say go right, I'll go right. Because God orders our steps. And if God is in control of your life, then we know we have everything has to come out all right. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So anyway, he says salvation is free. Certainly God is our salvation. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I am not going to be afraid. For why? Because God is my strength, and he is my song. He also has become my salvation. When we get into the worship, when we come into worship, we should come in with a song on our lips, with a praise in our hearts. When we come before God, when we come to enter into his presence, that should be our worship right there. If he never does another thing for us, the fact that he lives on the inside, the fact that we have this well, we have this reservoir of life living on the inside, and then it's springing up. That means that's living. Springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. Why can't we praise him? You don't need anybody to pump you up to praise God when you just think of his goodness and all that he has done for us and all that he continues to do. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So therefore, with joy, the scripture says, you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Salvation is complete deliverance. Whatever we need is there. When Jesus hung his head on the cross, and when he says, Father, it is finished. The plan of salvation is finished. All we have to do, draw from that. When we draw closer to the Lord and tell him what we have need of. He knows it, but he wants to hear us. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. And knock, and the doors shall be opened. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, we are complete in Jesus. God is our light. And yes, he is our salvation. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. Amen. All that we need is in Christ Jesus. And he says, but my God, that's what Paul said, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. So in my closing, we want to know, being satisfied with Jesus. Let me tell you a little bit more why we ought to continue to be satisfied with Jesus. When the scripture tells us in Psalm, it says, look, forget not all his benefits. Don't forget that. And then it begins to remind us. Why? Because he forgives all our iniquities, all of them. It's a little bit or two or three. He says all of our iniquities. And then he turns around, he heals all of your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. We don't even know what's ahead. Even tomorrow when we step out or whatever, we don't know what destruction is. But the Bible says that he redeems our life from destruction, from the enemy. The enemy desires to kill and to steal and to just take our very life. But God gives life. Hallelujah. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Let me tell you some more. Not only that, he crowns thee with his loving kindness and then with tender mercies. Don't you know we have brand new mercies each and every morning that we wake up? Brand new. Hallelujah. And then he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we get older, and I can testify to that, sometimes, you know, you don't feel as good as you used to. Sometimes you might be a little achy, and you get us, oh, where did that pain come from? I don't remember that pain before. But let me tell you what, we believe the word of God, that he will renew our strength. Amen. Amen. And with those mercies that were brand new in the morning, he gives us the grace, the mercy, the courage to go forth every day, one day at a time. Hallelujah. I remind you, Jesus satisfies. Yes, he did. So we didn't forget his benefits. We don't forget all the things that he has done. Not only that, the scripture says in Psalms, he says, with long life, he says, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. We're talking about being satisfied with Jesus. Isaiah says, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? praise God. Pastor began to minister this on Sunday. Why do you waste your money, spend your money on stuff that is not bread? It's not going to be food for your soul. And then your labor, you labor for that which does not even satisfy you. He said, listen, listen up diligently. Hearken, listen to me, as the scripture says. It says, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. In other words, the scripture says, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Begin to praise God. Joyfully give him the glory and honor that's due his name. Praise God. And then one last scripture says, Jeremiah 31 and 25. It says, for I will satisfy the weary soul. Are you tired tonight? Are you weary tonight? Is something dragging you down? You know, it could be heartaches. It could be sickness. And it could be the disturbance and things with the children or whatever, problems on the job, whatever it is. He said, but are you weary? But God will satisfy the weary soul. And then every languishing soul, he says, I will replenish. He's a God of restoration. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to set free. And, you know, he is an on-time God. Oh, he may not come when you want him, but guess what? He's always on time. He has us on his mind. So obey God's word. May I encourage you, as you satisfy with Jesus, that means you obey his word. You're doing what he said. Like that song says, God, if he tells me to go left, I'll go left. If he tells me to go right, I'll go right. I give you, Lord, full control of my life. Satisfied with his word. That's what we want to say. God, I'm satisfied with your provision. I'm satisfied, Lord, with the promises in your word. God, you satisfied me with your faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness every single day. And Lord, we're satisfied how much you loved us. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Satisfied with him, with his love, his unconditional love. We satisfy with Jesus because he cares for us. Hallelujah. And I thank God we had this opportunity to talk about being satisfied with Jesus. I hope you've been blessed tonight. I hope I had the opportunity to remind you why should we be satisfied. Because, see, there's nobody else like Jesus. No one even compares with him. No one can do you like Jesus. Nobody, hallelujah, can save your soul and deliver and set you free. Nobody can give us a gift of salvation by God. The word says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What manner of love has anyone that would lay down their life? What manner of love he has for us? Amen. God bless you. We're going to pray tonight. I'm just going to call some names, and we're going to agree, and we're just going to pray. We're going to pray and believe God. He knows every situation. He knows us name by name. He knows us single. He knows us collectively. He knows. Praise God. So we're going to pray, continue to pray for our own sister Tracy Brown Avery. We continue to pray for Shirley Greeny, and we'll pray for David Martin. God knows what the need is. We will continue to pray for Marcus Vick and for Margaret Royal. Continue to pray for the healing. We continue to pray for our brother Cleo Brown and our sister Gertie Allen. We continue to pray and lift up our own sister Janie Booker and Deacon and Deaconess Robert Cooper. And we continue to give God the prayer and thanking him for continuous healing and deliverance, healing power for our own little Malik and Mother Virginia Monroe and Mother Helen Miller. We know God is in control. We are rested in him. We believe in God. Hallelujah. For our Deacon Walter Brown, and we continue to believe God, and we stand in the gap also for our sister Mary Brown. We believe in God, amen, for our mother Dolores Liggins, encouragement and healing and deliverance and whatever the need is. For our neighbor Anna Guthrie, we continue to believe God. For Michael Bolden, for his eyes, for the migraine headaches, for all that they have need of, we're continuing to hold them up before the Lord. Our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we are able to ask or even think. Praise God. We're continuing. We pray. Let's pray. God, we thank you for all your mercies, your glorious mercies, and we thank you for your truth. We thank you, Lord, because we are well satisfied with you. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Father, for the praises that you have put on our lips and the song that's in our heart. We are satisfied with you. We thank you, Lord, because you have adopted us into the family, into your holy family, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can even come boldly before your throne of grace, and we can find refuge and strength for whatever it is that we need, God. We love you, God. We thank you for salvation. Yes, Lord, that we can draw freely from the wells of salvation. We bless you, Lord, for this everlasting life that you have given us through Jesus Christ, and is springing up every day to a well of water, a living water. We thank you for this living water, God. God, help us, Lord, to just be mindful of you more, and that we would give your name the praise, the glory, the honor that is due you, God. Help us, God, that we will put you first in all that we do, Father. God, because we realize without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We need you every single step of the way. We need you every single day, God. God, we just don't want to exist, but God, we want to just dwell in your presence, Lord. And God, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we know that we can make it even in the world in which we live, because Jesus, you promised that you will never leave us and that you never forsake us. You are with us always, even to the end of the world. We thank you for your comfort, God. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that peace that keeps our hearts, the peace that keeps our mind, the peace that keeps us each and every single day. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the love that you have shed for us and the blood and all that you have given us, God. We bless your name. We will bless you, Father, at all times, God, because your praise will continually be in our mouth. God, we thank you for your goodness. You're so good to us, God. You're good to us even when we look like we don't deserve it, God. God, even when we have failed you, sometimes we fall down, but we do get up, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for long suffering. We thank you for meeting every need. God, there are every need that's represented on this line tonight. Father, we ask that you meet the need. Healing, God. Some people need healing and deliverance, God. Oh, my God, that you would just touch their bodies. Father, just give them relief from pain, Father. We just bless your name, Father. Even those that have arthritis and rheumatism and so many different things, that crippling sickness and crippling pain, God, we speak to that pain and we command that pain to go in the name of Jesus, because by his stripes we are healed. We stand on the healing promises. Father, even you can speak to the cancer right now and cause it to dry up in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, lay your nail-scarred hands on individuals, God. You know who we are. Hallelujah, God. Healing, God. Healing is the children's bread. God, we draw from the wells of salvation. Oh, my God, right now in Jesus' name. Healing marriages, God. Healing relationships, God. Healing finances, God. Meet every single tangible need. Father, you know what we have need of. You told us don't even worry about what we're going to eat or drink or put on clothes, the things that we're going to wear. Father, you know what we have need of because you already provided, God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, God, we accept it. We accept the finished work of the cross. We accept the finished work of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're always mindful of us. You care for us, even in the midnight hour when nobody seems to be around. But God, you are always there. We thank you for the angels that you caused to be encamped around about us. Father, we praise you. We glorify you, God. We love you tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, Father. We ask that you remember the victims. Hallelujah, that Ian hurricane, where the hurricane had destroyed their homes, flattened their houses. They can't even find, even hardly, where they used to live. And all their personal belongings are destroyed. Remember them. Remember these victims. God, that you will just make a way for them, Father. God, because you care, we pray, we intercede on their behalf, God, that you will bless, God, that you will cause finances to flow their way, that you will give them everything that they need, Father. God, you are a restorer, God. Hallelujah. My God, God, we just pray tonight on behalf of the victims of domestic violence. There's so many people, God, that we don't even know them. Some of them we do, some we do not, that are suffering from domestic violence, God. Deliver, Lord. Set them free. God, remember the battered women and children, Father, that don't even have a hope on their side. But God, we are praying. We are interceding, God, for them, God. Open the doors. Make a way for them, God. Hallelujah. Let them see light at the end of the tunnel, God. Help them, God, to let someone speak life to them, speak hope to them, that they won't give up, that they will receive the word of God. That's able to save their soul. We pray, God. We pray, God, right now. We pray for those that are in convalescent homes, in nursing homes, Father, that God, that you would just send a word and heal them. Send encouragement, God, to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are incarcerated, God, behind closed doors and locked jails, Father, God, send a word to them, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We pray for them, God. God, you told us to pray one for another. God, we pray that the love of Jesus Christ will come alive in our hearts, that we will love one another. We would pray for one another, that we will seek to do good to others, Father, in Jesus' name, God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for our church family. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to bless us, God. We thank you, God, that all our needs are met. We claim it by the name of Jesus. We claim it because you said so in your word. All our needs will be provided according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We love you tonight. We believe you. We thank you, God, that we will grow closer to you, that we will draw closer to you, God, and you will draw nearer to us. And we just bless you, God, for this prayer line tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the pastors and bishops and ministers and lay people. God, we pray for the body of Christ at large. Help us, Lord. We pray for our country tonight. We pray for the nations tonight. We pray for the people that are living in the midst of a hot battle, people in Ukraine, God, all over, God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Father, we thank you, God, that we can ask you these things and these blessings in the name of Jesus and for his glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I've unmuted these lines. So you on this line for the next 30 seconds, come on, let's give God a praise because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy. He is worthy. Lord, we are satisfied with you. We are satisfied with your blessings, satisfied with the promises of God, satisfied with the blessings of the Lord. God, we bless you at all times. We bless you. Hallelujah. We feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We feel the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you, God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. We bless you, Lord. You're worthy, God. You're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. God, nobody like you. Nobody like you, Lord. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I guess you can tell I can go on, but I know we have to go. Hallelujah. As Pastor says, my time is coming gone. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line. Thank you for holding us up in prayer. We thank you for praying for us and praying for the church, praying for just praying that our brothers and sisters and even all those that have our hearts are still bereaved. They've gone through different things, but we are here where we can come together and pray and believe God. Amen. So I love you. Remember to keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, all of our help. It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So until next week, God say the same. Be blessed, and we love you, and we'll say good night.
We love you.
Good night.
They didn't get on later. Mm-hmm. I said they had done it last week.
No, I said it. Oh, you got on their time.